All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 25th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a 10-game NBA main slate tonight. We have game one of the World Series, and then we have a 4-game NHL slate, and then we also have a 3-game college football main slate. So there's a ton of DFS action to play tonight. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in, get your questions answered. We also have our build review show that goes live at 5 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's get some questions in the queue. So we did have questions that came in yesterday. And let's see, looks like we have our first question from Leonidas and then followed by a couple others here. So a couple good ones. Talk through these. Got one about cash games. Got some build review requests. Can totally knock these out. And looks like the last one is from Great White Shark. All right, cool. So we'll start with these, and we'll see where we go from there. So first question, Annalisa said, I love SaberSim. Me too. All right, how do I create an NBA group in the new SaberSim page? So if you're moving over, if you made the transition from old SaberSim to new SaberSim, groups are going to be right here in this rules section. So go to rules, go to add new rule, and then you go to group. You do automatic rule, manual rules, whatever you want to do. You still have the options to, instead of use, you can do an if then rule, right? If then rules are super cool. We use those a lot. So that is where the rules lie. And then we do have a new rules tutorial. So if you go to our help docs, go to view more, and I believe it's under tutorials. No, it's under frequently asked questions. How to use lineup rules. So we have this option here as well, which can help you out. I'll drop this as a link in the YouTube chat in case anybody needs that. And then I will also put it in the Discord where you ask this question. That way you can have easy access to it. So let me get that taken care of really quick. This one came from Leonidas. All right, just sent you that article, which should help you out. All right, let's get SaberSim back up, and let's hit this next question. Hello, can you walk through your process for cash games and GPP process if you're doing both? I'm having trouble filling the lineups correctly for cash versus GPP. Could you show how to fill with two separate builds and late swap? Thanks. Could you also go through how to run a sim on other sites like Yahoo? I created the sim manually and ran the sims, but I'm not seeing the metrics. I tried doing an aggregate metric as well, but am not seeing the numbers for the sims. Couple questions here. Let's hit these one at a time. So, let me think. So I don't have any cash games reserved, but I can do an example kind of similar. So let's do something here. I have an idea. So I'm going to basically do two separate builds, one for satellites and one for GPPs. And I'll show you guys what those look like. And then the satellites will like effectively take the place of the cash games. All right. So this is my entry file for today for FanDuel. I have a mix of GPPs and then a ton of customs, right? All these customs are a bunch of satellites. So I'm going to do this as if I'm doing the GPPs and the satellites separately. So let's say I come into build one here, and I want to run this for my GPPs, right? So I'm just going to run 500 lineups. I'm not going to care too much about the builds. We just mostly want to focus on the filling section. So let's let these run. All right. So at this moment, I have this build, and we'll call this GPPs, right? So I got my GPP build. Great. Now, let's say that for this one, you know, I want to use Saber Score, for instance, right? You would put whatever sorting metric you want. So what I would do is I would right-click on type, and then I would uncheck GPPs. So this is just for viewing purposes only, okay? You're not actually unchecking your GPPs as if you're unchecking them from the top left. This is just to have them in view. So I only want to look at the satellites because I want to uncheck them. So this mass uncheck in the contest name allows me to deselect all of the satellites at once. Now when I reselect GPPs, guess what? These are still checked. So then now I am only viewing the GPPs, which is perfect, right? This is exactly what I wanted anyways. So now I'm looking at the GPPs. Let's say I'm good with my sorting metric. You know, I'm happy. I want to put a unique lineup in all of these. Okay, good. So once I click save, it's going to start filling them, right? We're going to see it go down the list. And then it's going to stop at the last checked contest. So I've saved all my GPPs. Great. Now I'm going to go to my second build. You know, this would be your cash games, however you want to do this. Okay, I'm going to do 500 new lineups. And we're going to let this run. All right. Finishing up now. Great. So I'm ready. I'm going to go to autofill. Okay, so now I'm going to do the opposite, right? Another thing, let's say I want to use projected score now. So this time I want to use projected score for my satellites. So then I would go to the type, right click. I would deselect the satellite this time. So I'm only looking at the GPPs. Uncheck all the GPPs via the top left. Reselect the satellites. And then now only the satellites are selected. And then let's say that, you know, I want to use a unique lineup in each satellite. Then I click save. And then now it's going to start filling all these. And then once it gets down to the bottom, we're just going to wait for that. All right, boom. All the satellites are filled now. I can come up here to the top left, click download entry file, and I can upload it. So you're going to see that now all of the contests here all have a source, which means that they were all filled, and now there's an entry in each one of them. So you would just do that for your cash games. Split it up, you know, unselecting, deselecting, and then filling accordingly. And then as far as late swap goes, so I don't know if we could do a late swap. We could try. So for late swap, you would just want to come into this list here and select the contest that you need. So you could do it the same way, right? It looks like you have the ability to right click on the type in this select contest to late swap window. So then I would just set up one build for only my GPP contests, right? I got my GPPs all selected, have a late swap for those, have a late swap for the satellites, run those, save those, and then download them together. So The only thing I would say there is, you know, run it, save it, and then run the second one, save it, and then download them all together. So don't download in between. Wait for all of your late swaps to be done, download it together, and then upload it to the site. It would be the order of operations that I would go in. All right. Second question was, could you also go through how to run a sim on other sites like Yahoo? Yeah, sure. So let's go to Yahoo's NBA slate for today. So one thing with sites about like Owner's Box and Yahoo is that we are not going to have a contest list for them. You're not going to see any contest that we have in our database by default, which is why you see this create contest sim button here. So you click this, set up your contest sim. Important to select a field lineup source, right? There's not one selected by default because there's no way for the builder to recognize what the correct setting is since there's no contest to reference the dollar entry value. And then, you know, once you set it up, once you're happy with it, right, say we're playing like 1,000 person single entry, and I just put one, save that. So as long as all this information's filled out, should work fine. So we go to our build, say we're going to run 500 lineups. Let this run. Finishing up now. All right, cool. So build runs. We're going to click run contest sim. So one important thing here is that if you're doing this manual contest sim, you're not going to be able to use target ROI because target ROI is looking directly at the contest, but we did a manual one, right? So you're going to have to go to contests. Don't go to target, but go to this one that I named. And then click the ROI for that one. And then when you do that, you're going to see the ROI in the summary stats. And then also for an aggregate metric, say I want to do average ROI. Well, don't use target. Use the custom named one. Click ROI for that. And then it will populate, right? If you use target, it will not populate. So just switch it and then you should be all set. And that was the third question about the aggregate metrics. So I think we got it all there. Values are showing, and that is how you do it for Yahoo. All right. When I'm setting min slash max exposures in single fill, but enter my lineups through autofill, does it still honor my exposures, or do I have to run my build through autofill and then do my exposures? Thank you. Good question. So you want to set those up before. So you would want to set up your minimax exposures in direct fill, then switch to autofill, and then save it. Now, the one thing to be aware of is if you have, be careful using max exposures and filling single entry contests. And the reason for that is because a player's exposure in a single entry contest, when they are in the lineup, their exposure is 100%. And then it's kind of all or nothing, right? It's 100% or it's zero. If you have an 80% max exposure to any player, well, guess what? They are never going to be able to be put into a single entry lineup since their exposure cannot be higher than 80%. But to be in the lineup, it must be 100. So be really careful doing single entries in general. And then also, you know, if you have minimum exposures too, right? If you have minimum exposures to, you know, I have 10% to Kelly Oubre. Well, guess what? The builder has to put him in your single entry contest. So what I would probably recommend is doing minimax exposures for like 20 maxes and 150 maxes only, and not doing them for your single entries if you're using autofill. The other option is to autofill your like 20 maxes and 150 maxes and then do direct fill for your single entries and group all of your single entries together, whether you're using average ROI or Saber Score or whatever you're doing. When you have a big set of single entries, like you have 10 single entries, 15, then okay, you know, now your numbers are high enough to where you can start using those mini-max exposures again. But just be aware of how the exposures work with single entry contests. All right. Next question. Is it more advantageous to set lower min uniques for some contests, example, winner take alls? Is it worth adjusting min uniques specific to each contest under the autofill tab rather than just one setting for all? Good question. So, you know, I think the right answer is that if you had the time to go through each contest and set a specific min unique number for each contest, I'll tell you guys how I do it just for time saving. So basically what I do is, you know, I will start in direct fill, and then I will go to my contest list, and then I will select the highest number of entries that I have. So right now I have 150. Okay. So I'm going to do 150. I'm going to set up an average projection, an average ROI aggregate metric, which I didn't run the contest in, but we can imagine the ROI ones here. And then I start adjusting my min uniques, and I'm paying attention to how far my projection and ROIs are changing. And so like here, you know, I start with uniques 316.77 projection. Uniques of 2 drops it to 316.4, so only a 0.3 drop. And then uniques of 3 drops me like another 1.1 points. I don't love that. I might just stop at 2 personally here. But then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to use min uniques of 2 for 150s. I could go and, you know, do a 20 max and then do a 3 max, you know, and find a unique number for entries of that type. That might be something you want to do, right? So like, I was like, okay, I found my unique number for my 150s. Great. Well, then let's go and let's do a 20 max, right? And then, okay, I'm going to look at what number I start with, 320.4. Uniques of 2, I'm still at 320.4. Uniques of 3, I'm at 320.1. Okay. Uniques of 4, I dropped to 319. So maybe I do 3 now, right? And so, okay, 150s, I did 2. 20 maxes, I did 3. I could just make an assumption and be like, 3 maxes, I'm going to do 4, right? So you could do this like scaled min uniques idea. I kind of like that. So that could be one way to think about it as well. I normally just do the 150 and I let that trickle down to my 20 maxes. And then for like 3 maxes, I'll go one more. But maybe I'll switch it up based on what we just seen and do like 2, 3, 4, or, you know, 3, 4, 5, or 1, 2, 3, or something along those lines. So give that a shot. All right. Andy said, afternoon. Aggie said, what's up, Andrew? What is going on, everybody? Warlock said, for Showdown, can you explain GeoMean and how do I create a filter in the post build for it? Sure. So GeoMean is a form of product ownership that allows you to better estimate how likely a lineup is to be duplicated based on the ownership percentages and the number of entries in the contest and the number of players in the lineup. So imagine, you know, let's like do like a simple example. Imagine I have, you know, three player lineup, right? Well, lineup one, you know, the players are owned 20%, 20%, and 20%, right? And then in lineup two, the player ownerships are 50%, 5%, and 5%. So both of these sum up to 60. You know, this lineup would have total ownership of 60%. This other lineup would have total ownership of 60%. But because these values are smaller, the product ownership, when you multiply these together, tells you that, hey, this combination of players is less likely to occur because when you multiply it together, it's a smaller number than if I multiply the 20% together. That's basically what's going on with GeoMean. So now what you can do, right, in your build. And we were talking about Showdown. Let's run some Showdown lineups. All right, we're run 200 lineups here. So let's say I'm playing a 10,000 person contest, right? Well, I can start figuring out what a good GeoMe number is based on that. So let's say, you know, it's a 10,000 person contest. Maybe it is, I don't know, 1,000 to first. And maybe I don't want to be duped more than five times. I'm like, you know what? $200 is good for me. That's a good number. So then what I would do is I would do the number of dupes I want to shoot for, which is five, divided by the number of entries in the contest, 10,000. And then you do the power of one divided by the number of players in the lineup, which is six. And then I click equal, and that gives me a GeoMe number. So I'm going to round the decimal two places, and I get effectively 28.2. Okay, so 28.2 line up with a geo mean around that number has an estimated dupes of about five. So now that I know that, I can go to my sorting metrics. If I'm on Ultimate or the old Pro, I can go to Add Metric, and then I can create a metric that looks like this, my own product geo mean value, where it's going to calculate the geo mean of each lineup by multiplying them together and then taking it to the power of 1/6. And then I just named it geo mean so I know what it is. That way, when it pops up under my lineup, I know what this value represents. So then now that I have this metric, I can go to my filters. I can make a geo mean filter that says show lineups with less than 28.2, turn that on. It looks like there was only one in our entire pool. We had one lineup go in the trash here. And now I would feel comfortable knowing that these lineups are less likely to be duplicated. Now, are they all going to be less than five dupes? No. Sometimes, you know, they're going to be higher, right? There are other things that factor into duplication of lineups. But this is a good start, right? This is one component of lowering duplication in your lineups. And this is how I would be approaching it. All right. Aggie said, so if I'm autofilling 156 lineups, some MME, some single entries, I should not adjust min max exposures. You shouldn't fill the single entries while you have the mini max exposures active. So basically what I would do is kind of the same way, you know, we did the example with the GPPs and the satellites. You could do that within your GPPs, right? You just basically say like, okay, these lineups, this set are all 20 max and above. I'm going to fill those with my min and max exposures. And then, you know, you only select that subset, you fill those, and then you deselect those, you select all your single entries and say, okay, with these ones, I'm going to reset the columns. Cause you know, if I have a 10% minimum exposure, I could just go to the header and click the mass reset icon. I was like, okay, in this one, I'm going to reset the min and max exposures. And then now I'm going to go and fill all of the single entries without those values present now. That way they're are allowed to be in the lineup, or they're not forced to be in every single lineup. So that's what I would be doing, differentiating my single entries versus multi-entry contests if I'm using minimax exposures. All right. Glad we got that clarified, Aggie. Good follow-up there. Let's pop back over to the Discord, see if any more questions are coming in there. And looks like we are caught up there. Warlock said, I've been reviewing my lineups. I have been happy with my sim ROI in the 20 max, but for single and 3 max, they have been lower. How to fix that? A little hard to say. You know, one of the best things to do is to look at a group of like your single entries. So like, you know, I don't know how many you're playing, but like I would probably look at at least like five of them and then kind of just like average across them and be like, okay, how am I actually doing across this set? Because like one lineup in one contest could, you know, maybe it comes in duped like three more times than expected. Maybe it ends up being, you know, neutral ROI, negative ROI. This is like kind of what I do since I play so few showdown lineups. I'll do this on like a Sunday where, you know, I usually play like 5 to 10 lineups in showdown, but I play every showdown, right? So I'm playing like 15 a week. Well, I will study all of them and be like, okay, how did I do kind of on average, right? So take that approach to your single entries. Like, okay, how are my single entries doing on average? And then, you know, what you can do is you can look in the contest and look at some of the best lineups and see what they're doing different, right? Like, okay, why are these lineups grading out so well? Are they accounting for duplication better? Is their projection higher? How did they get to this, right? It's less about the players and more kind of about the overall lineup metrics. But I don't think it's unnatural or I don't think you're going to grade out well in every single entry that you play. But if you're grading out well in like 80% of the single entries you play, then okay, you know, you should feel comfortable with that. But I would but good question there. And with that, I think we're all caught up here. So we do have the Build a Review show going live in about 30 minutes. Do you have plenty of people to review today? So it should be a fun one. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll see you all in about 30 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.